I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. As President Trump has sought donations to build the White House ballroom, the administration has offered to keep the donors' names secret. Many of them have business before the administration. So is this just a covert way of buying influence, or is it a gesture of support to build what the president feels is important to be able to host White House events? Let's go through it. While White House aides have promised transparency about the funding, the White House, in fact, has withheld the identities on a list of donors. A public list released last month included more than a dozen donors, but it did omit some donation amounts as well as the names of several companies and individuals who have collectively billions of dollars resting on the outcome of business decisions that will be made by the president. Trump critics are saying it lends credence to the perception that corporate America can buy favor from a president who has used his position to help allies and punish people who don't fall in line. Trump fundraisers have been circulating a pledge form seeking contributions for the project, which gives the option of withholding their identities. It says it can legally do that because the project is managed by the Trust for the National Mall, which offers the ability to claim tax deductions and to keep their identities anonymous. A White House official says it gives the option to go public or be incognito. The New York Times obtained the pledge form along with a list of donors. The form refers to the project as the President Donald J. Trump Ballroom. The president has said he doesn't have a plan to call it after himself. The Times has several healthcare companies on the donor list: Vantiv, Extremity Care, several finance led by BlackRock, Jeff Yass, Stephen A. Schwartzman, and Media, Comcast, T-Mobile, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Meta, as well as several crypto, tobacco, and defense. So what do we make of all of this? Lobbying people in government with control of huge amounts of power in D.C. is a long-standing practice. There have been efforts to change it, but even the huge growth of big PACs make it almost necessary to do as a form of business, many donating to both parties. But does this smack of downright secret ways for these big companies to try and gain advantage with a big business president? Should the American public know who they are? Obviously, with the help of the media, the New York Times in this case, we will. Will it help or hurt their business? Should this policy be changed for true transparency? And last, are you taking bets on whether it actually will be called the Donald J. Trump Ballroom? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.